Here we are, just a few short weeks away from the Mizzou International Composers Festival in Columbia. We've been visiting with the resident and guest composers that will be here in Columbia. My guest on the program this week is Toronto-based composer Christopher Mayo. His work has been commissioned by Carnegie Hall and performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. Based in the UK from 2003 to 2014, Mayo earned his master's degree from the Royal College of Music and a PhD at the Royal Academy of Music. He's my guest this week on Mizzou Music. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
When I'm listening to your music, I'm hearing a lot of influences and definitely electronic in there, definitely willing to kind of push the envelope. How would you best describe your compositional style?
Yeah, I think diverse is probably a good starting point. I'm very open to lots of different kinds of influences, and I have quite broad tastes in a lot of different styles of music. So I'm always surprised at different things that end up in there, from some pieces which have, you know, very clear sorts of bluegrass elements, or other pieces which are influenced by patterns of architecture and things like that. I think it's not uncommon for composers these days to have such wide influences, but so I'm not alone in that. But I'd say that's the best way of describing it.
What did you listen to growing up?
Yeah, I started out with a sort of listening to a lot of choral church music, because my dad is a church organist, but also a lot of 70s rock. I was, in the early 90s, in the middle of the 70s rock revival, with a bunch of other 10 and 11-year-olds listening to Pink Floyd and Jethro Tull and things like that. And then only really later got into more contemporary music and more sort of core classical repertoire.
How did you fuse the those different kinds of music? You had the church music, then you were listening to the 70s guitar rock. When did those come together in your head and in your musical output?
I don't know. I don't know if they ever came together for me, or if it was really just the sort of beginning of me taking an active interest in listening and collecting and acquiring music. Still in the time of CDs, going and buying lots of used CDs and finding things. I think it was as I got a little bit later in my teenage years, I not so much abandoned those things, but I was looking also into more kinds of contemporary music. And I was the sort of person who would just buy anything from a used CD store if it was cheap and looked interesting, which, ended up with me buying crazy things like polka covers of pop songs from Finnish polka band, not knowing what it was, but also, more interesting kind of contemporary classical music. And I had an awareness of that, but it was from my sort of willingness to just explore and collect and find these things that I found things that I was more interested in.
So would you say your composing grew from your collecting, or did the collecting just inform the works that you were writing over time?
Yeah, I think it just informed it. I think that my composing really grew from, I was a performer who started doing really practical things like orchestrating and arranging things for small groups that I was involved in, or for school band and things like that. And it grew kind of naturally from that. And then my sort of tastes and the time I spend searching out all sorts of strange CDs and recordings and things like that maybe informs the content of the music and the material.
When it came time to make your submissions for the Mizzou International Composers Festival, you had a wide repertoire of things to choose from. What did you submit to the festival? Can you talk a little bit about those pieces?
Yeah, I sent them a piece for orchestra and video that I had done last year for the Victoria Symphony. It's called The First Screening, and it was a piece that sets some computer poems by a Canadian poet called V.P. Nickel. And the computer poems are, if you can imagine, a set of poems programmed on a floppy disk in the early 80s. And the poems were distributed on disk, and you put them in your home computer, and you run the software, and the poems appeared on screen and moved and danced around and did all these things as a sort of almost like a little film of these poems, but it was all just on the computer software. And so the piece I did was the four orchestra accompanying a video projection of those poems. And it was the most recent piece I had finished, and I was really pleased with it, and I thought that would be a good way of showing them what I was interested in at the moment.
That's Christopher Mayo. He is one of eight resident composers who will be here in Columbia for the Mizzou International Composers Festival the last week in July. You can find out more about him on his website, christophermayo.net. You can find more details about the festival on the School of Music's website, music.missouri.edu. I recently visited with Mayo by phone from his home in Toronto. Chris, thanks for making the time to visit, and safe travels to Columbia.
Thanks very much.